Breakfast with Martin Pester.
It's time for us to cross on over to Cape Town to catch up with the one and only Emo Anna.
And the crowd goes wild.
Wild. Wild. Woo!
Good morning, beautiful people. Also,
yes.
Good morning to that two beautiful ladies with you.
You know what?
I'm big fans. They know that. Always, always, always.
Luister, Imo, hoe gaan met jou? Ons mis jou.
As het beter gaan, dan gaan ek begin tax betaal. So, ek hou maar.
Luister, ons raai altyd hoe like mense se lockdown situation.
Yeah.
So Emo is in Cape Town, in a house, front garden, the back garden. He's got more than one child that I remember somehow, and they have dogs and cats. And in his house, he's got like a music room studio vibe.
That's okay.
Liesl, what do you think?
Okay, so it's him, his wife, his three kids, two dogs, and two cats.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Okay, Alma.
I feel like there might be more than three now. I don't know what the timelines are looking like, but I'm also seeing loads of kids. I'm going only dogs, though.
Okay. Emo, who's close?
I would say the closest... Well, all of you are close in various parts. So we've got four kids now.
Wow.
Apparently, it's not legal to put them on Gumtree. I checked.
Wow.
I had them up for a day and Gumtree, like, messaged me immediately. They were like, take them off immediately.
Your problem. You keep them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. And pets?
And pets. When my wife and I started dating, I came into a six-dog relationship.
Sure.
And wow. And now we've got, since kids, we have no dogs, but now she's trying to convince me to get a rabbit. So we're there now.
Okay.
Get a rabbit.
A rabbit.
Yeah, I don't know how that transition.
You have four children. What are their ages?
1, 2, 4, and 8.
Sure.
In lockdown with four kids under 8.
I know.
How's that going for you?
As I said, like I read someone's post once, and I saw like if why teachers don't get like R1 million a week. I don't know.
true story. That's a true story.
That is just like I really don't, and I'm a very patient person. Like people that know me know, I don't lose my cool. But then I'm like if you carry the 5 over, man. Like if you carry the 5 over, how can you not know the answer? You're only carrying 5. If there was nothing on one side, if there's 0 and you carry over 5, what do you have?
How can and you my, have else?
And my wife is like, why are you telling me? I understand. I'm like, no, I'm just rehearsing with you. I just want to keep you.
I think a lot of people can relate to that. Listen, ek sien op Instagram het hierdie verskriklike groot baard.
Ja.
Dit is that's impressive.
Thank you. A lot of people thought I was channeling Joe Black, but I was going for Pitch Black. So I'm close.
This can't be real, though. Is it? Is this? No.
It's a majestic beard. It is.
What do you mean? Daar is Uli and my bark. But you're king, yay.
It's me. Liesl.
Okay. Like, everything about it, Liesl, is real. I mean, where I bought it was real. The glue is real.
Okay.
Like, how dare you? How dare you?
I apologize.
Thank you.
Pass your bar by me.
Jy sê dat nie maar mense word so kwaad oor die bar. Dit is kruis. Dit is like, nie sny dat asjeblief, dit pas jy nie.
I know.
It's like, why are you guys so involved? You're so emotionally involved in a fake beard. It's crazy.
Dude, trust me, when you grow a beard in your life, you also have lots of questions about the beard, and there's nothing interesting about it. It literally just grows on your face. If you leave it for long enough, it just grows. People are like, MD Bart? It's like, literally, it's just there.
Yeah, there are some... the media finance I came for my mini coif, right?
Yeah,
so people know that there's always a... And then once I was wearing But for most days, my head's just flat to the back. And once I was in Spa, and I'm talking about like a few months back before the COVID-19 thing. And a lady in Spa just came to me and she just looked at me like, no, that doesn't work. Like, wow. She doesn't want me to wear my hair flat even. It's like,
how dare you?
Not yeah, even hello.
Just not no. even, no, no, nothing. It's like you become public domain without even knowing that you do. So it's actually crazy.
Listen, there's a message for you. Just listen quickly here from one of our listeners.
Hi, almal. Goeiedag, span. Dis Konrad hier van Benoni. Ek wil net vir jou sê, my maat, daar's min ding in die lewe wat ek so baie geniet om jou op die TV te sien. Daar's net iets infectious aan jou wat mens net nie kan ophou voor kyk en lag nie en nie kan help om nie te geniet nie. Lekker dag almal. Bye.
En Lindy op Twitter ook, she's a huge, huge fan. Mense geniet jou vreselijk baie met die TV goed, ek weet, maak my famous en klomp ander goed, maar hou gou vas, ons gaan nou daar oor chat. En aan ons ook vir jou a challenge. Don't leave, just hold the line for us quickly, Emo, if you don't mind.
You're listening to Martin Bester. Martin Bester. Driving you to work every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Every weekday. Good morning. With Martin Bester.